我们这个礼拜的读经到列王记下。
This week's Bible reading is 2 Kings.
今天晚上跟大家一起来学习列王记下的第四章。
And tonight we will be studying 2 Kings chapter 4.
列王记下的第四章里面记载一个妇女。
And 2 Kings chapter 4 records the story of a woman.
没有记载她的名字，但是有记载她住在哪里。
The Bible did not note this woman's name, but it did record where she lived.
她住的地方叫做苏念。
And she lived in a city called Shunem.
所以一般人把她称作苏念的妇人。
So most people refer to this woman as the Shunammite woman.
那差不多用整章的圣经在描写这个妇人。
And it uses almost the entire chapter describing the story of this woman.
所以她是一个蒙神所纪念的一个妇人。
So she was someone who was remembered by God.
我们先来看箴言十九章。
Let's turn to Proverbs.
箴言十九章。
Proverbs chapter 19.
十四节。
Proverbs 19, verse 14.
箴言十九章的十四节。
Proverbs 19, verse 14.
房屋钱财是祖宗所遗留的，唯有贤惠的妻子是神所赐的。
Houses and riches are an inheritance from fathers, but a prudent wife is from the Lord.
如果父母经济非常的好。
If parents have a great financial capability,
那他的孩子很自然的就承受很多的产业。
So naturally, their kids or their children would have a great inheritance.
物质生活也可以过得很好。
So they can live a comfortable material life.
但是有一件事情是父母所没有办法给我们的。
But there is one thing that parents cannot give to their children.
就是贤惠的妻子。
And that is a prudent wife.
那贤惠的妻子从哪里来？
So where does a prudent wife come from?
是神所赐的。
This is given to us by the Lord.
所以有时候虽然父母没有给我们什么。
So sometimes while our parents may not have given us anything.
但是神给我们有一个贤惠的妻子，那这个就是得到很大的恩典。
But God has given us a prudent wife, and this is a great blessing.
那这个恩典呢，一生受用不尽。
And this is a blessing that would last for a lifetime.
那我们再来看箴言的三十一章。
If we turn to Proverbs chapter 31,
箴言三十一章的第十节。
Proverbs chapter 31, verse 10.
才德的妇人谁能得着呢？她的价值远胜过珍珠。
Who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies.
这里讲才德，英文叫 virtue。就是有很多的美德，这样的妇人谁能得着呢？
The English translation uses the word virtuous.
这里说她的价值远胜过珍珠。
And here it describes that her worth surpasses rubies.
也就是才德的妇人带给一个家庭的好处，是超过金银财宝带给家庭的好处。
This also means that the benefits of having a virtuous wife would surpass the financial benefits of a family.
那十一节。
Verse 11.
她的丈夫心里依靠她，不缺乏利益。
The heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of gain.
因为有这个妇人，她的丈夫，她的家庭，就不缺乏利益。
So because of this wife,The family would not lack in gain.
所以一个好的太太确实是家庭里面非常重要。
So we can see that a good wife is an important component of a family.
十二节。
Verse 12.
她一生使丈夫有益无损。
She does him good and not evil.
所以有一个先生有了一个才德的妇人，一生都得到好处。
So a husband who has a virtuous wife, he will receive good all the days of his life.
那这几节圣经节就让我们来思考列王记下第四章这个苏念的妇人。
So these few verses let us reflect upon the woman referred to in 2 Kings chapter 4.
我们看列王记下第四章的第八节。
Let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 4 verse 8.
一日，伊丽莎走到苏念，在那里有一个大户的妇人，强留他留他吃饭。此后，伊丽莎每从那里经过，就进去吃饭。
Verse 8. Now it happened one day that Elisha went to Shunem, where there was a notable woman, and she persuaded him to eat some food.
第九节。
Verse 9.
这个妇人对丈夫说：“我看出那常从我们这里经过的是圣洁的神人。”
And she said to her husband, "Look now, I know that this is a holy man of God who passes by us regularly."
这个第八章在讲苏念有一个大富的妇人，就是她很有钱。
So in this chapter, it refers to a woman who was of notable wealth.
然后他就伊丽莎先知从那里经过，他就请他吃饭。
So when Elisha passed by, she would persuade him to take food.
所以我们就知道说这个妇人她很会尊重人。
So we see that this woman can also respect other people.
那她会尊重伊丽莎因为伊丽莎是神人，是先知。
And she would respect Elisha because she recognized him as a man of God.
那圣经说接待先知要得先知的赏赐。
And it says that to receive a prophet is also to receive the blessings.
所以我们看到了这个第十四节以后。
So if you look to verse 14.
真的这个先知就应许他有一个儿子。
The prophet gave her a promise that she would have a son.
那我们看这个妇人呢，第一个优点，她就是懂得尊重人。
So we can see the first advantage that she had was that she would respect other people.
那她对伊丽莎第一个尊重是尊重她的身份。
And the first thing that she did to Elisha was to respect his position.
因为刚刚伊丽莎从那里经过的时候，她并不认识伊丽莎这一个人。
Because when Elisha first passed by her, she did not know who he was.
只是知道他是一个先知。
But all she knew was that he was a prophet.
那我们圣经里面也看过当时大卫对扫罗的尊重。
And in the Bible, we can also see how David respected King Saul.
虽然扫罗要追杀大卫。
Even though Saul was pursuing David to kill him.
那我们从圣经的描写扫罗心中充满着嫉妒。
We can see in the Bible that it was recorded Saul's heart was full of jealousy.
那嫉妒就好像火在心中燃烧。
And this jealousy was burning within his heart.
所以扫罗平静不下来，他就是要杀大卫。
So Saul could not calm his heart, and he was fixated on killing David.
但是大卫这一个人他的优点就是，虽然扫罗没有什么品德但是他尊重他的身份。
So one good trait of David was, even though Saul did not have any morals, he respected Saul's status.
那这个也是让他蒙神祝福的原因。
And this is also one of the reasons why he was able to receive blessings from God.
所以今天不管一个人是什么样的品德。
So likewise for us, it does not matter what kind of morals a person has.
他受洗以后他就是神的儿子。
After baptism, he is a child of God.
这个身份是很尊贵的。
And this status is something that's very precious.
所以如果我们懂得尊重人。
So if we know how to respect people.
那特别神所用的工人，我们懂得尊重他。
Especially those people who are used by God, we will also learn how to respect them.
那这是一种美德。
And this is something that is virtuous.
那这个苏念妇人她对伊丽莎的尊重进到另外一个层面。
But the respect that this woman had for Elisha also surpassed to a different level.
她起先只是留他吃饭。
She originally was just keeping him for a meal.
那第二个我们看到第十节。
If we look to verse 10,
我们可以为他在楼上盖一间小楼，在其中放床榻。桌子、椅子、灯台，他来到我们这里就可以住在其间。
Verse 10, please let us make a small upper room on the wall, and let us put a bed for him there, and a table, and a chair, and a lampstand, so it will be whenever he comes to us, he can turn in there.
那为什么这个妇人会这样做？
Why would this woman do this?
因为她说，我们看出那从我们经过的是圣洁的神人。
She said, because I know that this is a holy man who passes by us.
所以这个妇人对以利沙的尊重，第二个是尊重他的人格。
So the second thing that she respected of Elisha was his character.
因为他这个人很圣洁。
She knew that he was very holy.
所以他进一步的说，好，我预备一个房间，你可以到我家来住，预备一个床，一个桌子。
So she went the extra mile and said that she wanted to prepare a small but room for him.
这是苏念妇人的优点，她会尊重人的身份，尊重人的人格。
So this is another good characteristic of this woman. She not only respected his status, but his character.
我们在这个团体生活里面，如果懂得互相的尊重，我们的团体生活就会很和睦。
So within our group, if we know how to mutually respect each other, then we would live very harmoniously.
所以这是我们需要追求的一个美德。
So this is a virtue that we must all pursue.
那我们现在再来看第四章，列王记下第四章。
So let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 4.
我们再回来看这个第九节。
Let's turn to verse 9.
这里说，常从我们这里经过的是圣洁的神人。
She said to her husband, "Look, now I know that this is a holy man of God who passes by us."
如果我们看第二章，
If we turn to chapter 2,
第二章的23节，
chapter 2, verse 23.
以利沙从那里上伯特利去，正上去的时候，有些童子从城里出来，戏笑他说：“秃头的上去吧，秃头的上去吧。”
Verse 23.Then he went up from there to Bethel, and as he was going up the road, some youths came from the city and mocked him, and said to him, "Go up, you bald head, go up, you bald head."
我们看以利沙同一个人，两个人在看同一个人，结果他的评论不一样。
So we can see how two different people view Elisha and their conclusions.
这里说这些童子看以利沙，他只看到他的外表。
So in chapter 2, the youths who saw him, they only saw his outward appearance.
这个外表不吸引的。
And this outward appearance was not attractive to people.
因为他秃头。
Because he was bald.
秃头这个当然是不吸引人。
So of course, baldness does not attract people.
所以他就戏笑他。
So they mocked him.
但是这个苏念的妇人，当然他也看到以利沙秃头。
But the Shunammite woman, of course, she saw Elijah and he was bald.
但是她看出了这个童子所没有看到的。
But she was able to see something that the youths could not.
她看到以利沙的内心是圣洁的。
And she saw the inner heart of Elijah and that it was holy.
那我们就知道说这个妇人真的是有美德。
So we can see that this Shunammite woman was indeed virtuous.
她懂得去欣赏别人的优点。
And she knew how to admire other people's good characteristics.
真的，有时候我们在看人都是看负面的。
Sometimes when we view people, we only see their negative side.
那因为负面看多了，变成一种习惯。
And the more we look at their negative aspects, this becomes a habit.
所以常常对人会产生一种偏见。
So that creates a bias towards people.
但是我们如果懂得欣赏别人的优点，
But if instead we learn to admire other people's good traits,
有时候我们会自己也会得到很大的造就。
Sometimes this actually gives us great edification.
所以怎么看一个人能够看到他的优点，这个很重要。
So it's important for us to learn how to see people in a good light.
有时候夫妻之间在相处。
Sometimes the interaction between spouses.
有时候我们一直提到配偶的缺点。
We often will touch upon their deficiencies or what they lack.
配偶，自己的配偶的缺点。
Our own spouses, that is.
不错，我们的配偶应该是有缺点，因为人不是完全的。
But this is just fact. No one is perfect, so of course our spouse also will have flaws.
但是倒过来，我们配偶有很多的优点。
But on the other hand, our spouse also has many good traits.
但是如果我们只看到缺点，没有看到优点。
But if what we see are only their flaws and not their strengths.
我们就不会很珍惜我们自己的配偶或者我们自己的家人。
Then it will be difficult for us to cherish our spouse or our family members.
但是如果我们能够看出我们自己家人、自己配偶的优点。
But if we can see the good side of our family members and our spouse,
哦，那常常啊，对他的优点表示我们的欣赏、感谢。
And we voice our admiration or our appreciation for their good character.
那这个家庭中的人际关系或者夫妻之间配偶的关系、啊，会更甜美，会更和睦。
Then the relationships in that family will become sweeter and more harmonious.
那要看一个人的优点，有时候跟价值观也有关系。
So sometimes when we look at the good characteristics of a person, it has to do with our value system.
因为这个整个世界的潮流现在都是在看外表。
Because the trend of this entire world is leaning more and more towards outward appearance.
就是看我们有什么。
It focuses on what we possess.
而不是在看你是什么样的人。
Instead of looking at what kind of person you are.
哦，那因为这个样子，所以现在的人很注重外在的包装。
So because of this, a lot of people care about the outward packaging.
哦，希望包装的让人看出来有价值。
So they use many material things to give themselves more value.
得到别人的肯定。
And that they could seek.
其实这个是很外表很虚浮的，这对一个幸福的家庭是没有帮助的。
But this is actually very superficial and has no benefits towards a house or a family.
哦，那真的哦，会帮助我们家庭幸福的是我们内在的美。
But what can actually contribute to the happiness of a family is what is inside us.
哦，这才是我们真正要追求的。
And this is what we need to pursue.
哦，所以苏涅的妇人她的优点。就是他懂得欣赏以利沙的人格。
So one strength of the Shunammite woman was that she could appreciate or admire the character of Elisha.
好，那我们再看这个妇人还有好几个优点。
We can go on to study what other strengths she has.
十二节。
Verse 12.
以利沙吩咐仆人基哈西说：“你叫这个苏涅的妇人来。”他就把妇人叫了来。站在伊丽莎面前，十三节。
13。
伊丽莎吩咐仆人说，对他说：“你既然为我费了这个许多的心思，可以为你做什么呢？你或向王，或向元帅有所求没有？”他回答说：“我在本城安居无事。”请读。
Verse 13。And he said to him, "Say now to her, look, you have been concerned for us with all this care. What can I do for you? Do you want me to speak on your behalf to the king or to the commander of the army?" She answered, "I dwell among my own people."
我们在这个地方看到施比受更有福。
So here we can see another one of her strengths.
当然这个苏念妇人为了接待伊丽莎也是相当的辛苦。
So, of course, it also takes some effort on her part to be a host to Elisha.
但是这个辛苦给她得到更大的福气。
But this effort and labor that she put in actually gave her even greater blessing.
所以伊丽莎就问她说可以为你做什么。
Because Elisha asked her, what can I do for you?
你向王或者向元帅有没有什么所求的。
He asked her if he needed to speak on her behalf to the king or the commander.
但是我们看他的回答很简单啊，我在本乡安居无事。
But in her answer, we can see that she lived a simple life. She said, "I dwell among my own people."
就是他无所求，他已经对他的生活很满足。
And this shows us that she was very content with the life that she had.
这样是不简单的。
And this is something that's not very easy.
能够在生活当中很满足。没有什么欲望，这个不简单。
It's very difficult for a person to have no desire and to be content with the life that they live.
比方说，我们现在的生活其实什么都有。
For example, our life today, we lack for nothing.
但是一到感恩节，很多人都在计划要买什么东西。
But once Thanksgiving rolls around, many people are already planning what they would like to purchase.
有很多的欲望。
So they have many desires.
所以你如果能够找到一个人对生活很满足，没有什么欲望，这个真的是很难得。
So it's very rare for us to come across a person who has no desires and feels contentment for their life.
那其实这个妇人她并不是没有问题。
And this Shunammite woman is not that she did not have any problems of her own.
我们看十四节。
If we turn to verse 14.
伊丽莎对仆人说：“究竟当为他做什么？”基哈西说。 她没有儿子，她的丈夫也老了。其实她有一个问题，她没有儿子。
So her problem was that she had no son.
啊，但是啊，她也没有求。
But she did not ask for this.
哦，因为这么久来呀、啊，她已经把她接受做事实了。这大概就是神对我一生的命运。
She could have felt that because it's already been so long and she was of old age, this could be God's plan for her.
啊，但是，哦，这个伊丽莎被神感动，就告诉她。
But Elisha was moved by the Lord, and this is what he told her.
16节。
Verse 16.
说明年到这个时候，你必抱一个儿子。他说：“神人，我主啊，不要这样的欺哄别女。”
Verse 16. Then he said, "About this time next year, you shall embrace a son." And she said, "No, my Lord, man of God, do not lie to your maidservant."
哦，所以他的爱心呢、啊，到最后带给他一个他一生啊，从来没有想过的会发生的，就是生的一个儿子。
So the result of her love brought her something that she never would have thought of, or something she did not have her whole life, her son.
好像亚伯拉罕呢，他本来要把他儿子献上去。
Just like how Abraham was prepared to sacrifice his son.
哦，他不但没有失掉儿子。
Not only did he not lose his son.
哦，他看到一头羔羊。
But he saw a sacrificial lamb.
哦，那这个羔羊当献祭的羔羊。
And this lamb instead became his sacrifice.
而且他又得到神天上地上的祝福。
And not only that, he received blessings in heaven and on earth.
所以特别我们就为着神的原因来行善，这个善行一定会带给我们很丰富的神带给我们的福气。
So when we do good for the sake of the Lord, this indeed will bring us blessings.
所以这个妇人，我们看她对生活的满足，这个也是很难得。
So we can see that she possessed another rare trait, which is content for her life.
好，我们先来看列王记下的第四章。
Let us turn to 2 Kings chapter 4.
列王记下第四章。
2 Kings chapter 4.
从十八节一直到二十一节。
Verse 18 to 21.
我们看二十节。
Let's look at verse 20.
仆人抱去交给他母亲，孩子坐在母亲的膝盖上，到了中午就死了。
20. When he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees till noon and then died.
从19节开始，他这一个独生儿子头痛。
From verse 19, we can see that her only son complained of his head hurting.
那么就把他抱给他的母亲了。
So he was carried to his mother.
那到最后这个到中午他就死了。
And he passed away at noon.
我们常常知道，一个家庭如果有一个人不正常，全家都不正常。
We know that in a family, if one member is not feeling normal, then the rest of the family feels the impact.
这个可以感受得到。
And this is something that could be felt by all members.
那我们一个人的身体只要有一个地方不正常，全身都不正常。
So if there's one part of our body that is abnormal, then the rest of the body would feel it.
但是我们看这一个家庭。
But we look at this family.
他的孩子死了。
Her son passed away.
但是这个苏念的妇人在处理这件事情相当的安静、平静、安稳。
But the way that this Shunammite woman faced the problem was very calmly.
这个是很难得。
And this is also very rare.
因为这个环境可能本来会造成家庭一团乱糟糟。
Under normal circumstances, an event like this would cause chaos in the family.
但是我们看这个苏念妇人她做的有条有理，然后这个家庭虽然一个孩子死在床上，但是外表看不出来，很平静。
So even though her son had passed away, she was able to face the problem logically and steps.
我们看二十一节。
If we turn to verse 21,
他的母亲抱上他上楼，将他放在神人的床上，关起门出来。二十二节。
Verse 22,
呼叫她丈夫说：“你叫一个仆人给我牵一匹驴来，我快快的去见神人，就回来。”二十三节。
Verse 23,
丈夫说：“今日不是月数，不是安息日，你为何要去见他那妇人？”说：“平安无事。”我们仔细看孩子已经死了，他爸爸他的先生问他到底发生什么事情。
So we can see that her son had already passed away, and her husband asked why what had happened.
他竟然回答是平安无事。
But she replied, "It is well."
所以她这个妇人啊，心中很平静。
So we can see that she was very peaceful in her heart.
那这个心中的平静从哪里来
？But where did this peace come from？
啊，如果我们继续看，就知道从神来的。
If we continue reading, we will see that it came from God.
哦，然后，24节。
Verse 24.
背上驴来，就仆人说：“你快快的，赶着走，我若吩咐你，你就不要迟延。”25节。
25.
妇人就往加密山去见神人。他特别讲哦，你要快走，我没有吩咐你，就不要慢下来。可见说，其实他心中也很希望他的孩子赶快得到痊愈。
So herein we can see from her command to the servant, she had asked him to go at all speed. So we can see she also wanted to make sure her child was would be well.
但是她知道这个孩子死了，她丈夫也没有办法做什么。
But she knew that her child had passed away and her husband was unable to do anything.
哦，所以她就跟她丈夫讲平安无事，就是把这个担子自己担着，让丈夫也不必忧虑。
So that's why she said it is well, so her husband would not have to share the burden with her.
因为她知道要解决这个问题只有一条路，就是找神人。
Because she knew there was only one way to solve this problem, and that was to see the man of God.
哦，所以她后来就去找到伊丽莎。
So later she found Elisha.
今天我们要看一个妇人的可贵，有一点最美的装饰就是安静。
So one value that we treasure most in a woman is that her peace or her calmness.
最美的装饰啊，就是安静。
And this is the most beautiful package.
好，我们看彼得后书，彼得前书第三章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 3.
彼得前书第三章。
First Peter chapter
3. 好，第一节。
Verse 1.
你们做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫，这样若有不从信从道理的丈夫，他虽然不听道，也可以因为妻子的品性被感化过来。这里讲哦，有的丈夫不听道理。
So here it records that some husbands do not listen to the word.
你讲他都不听了。
It does not matter what you say, they don't listen.
但是还是有可能啊，来信耶稣。
But it's still possible for them to come and believe.
这里说因妻子的品性被感化过来。
Because they were won by the conduct of their wives.
那到底是什么品性？
But what conduct?
第二节。
Verse 2.
看见你们有贞洁的品性跟敬畏的心。
They observe your chaste conduct accompanied by fear.
然后第三节。
Verse 3.
不要以外面变法戴金饰穿美衣为装饰。第四节。
Verse 4.
只要里面存着长久温柔安静的心为装饰，这在神面前是极其宝贵的。第五节。
Verse 5.
因为古时仰赖神的圣洁妇人，正是以此为装饰，顺服自己的丈夫。请。
Verse 5. For in this manner, in former times, the holy women who trusted in God also adorned themselves, being submissive to their own husbands.
这个第三节、第四节是一种比较。
Verse 3 and 4 describes a comparison.
就是外在美跟内在的美。
And that is outward and inward beauty.
那长久温柔安静的心这个是内在的美。
And inner beauty is an incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit.
那这在神面前极其宝贵的。
And this is very precious in the sight of God.
所以一个家庭如果这个当太太的心中很安静，我们可以看到这个家庭是平静安稳的。
So in a family, if the mother possesses a quiet spirit, we can see that the family is also very peaceful.
但是如果这个太太没有办法安静下来，有时候整个家庭鸡飞狗跳。
But if the mother or the wife is unable to calm her heart, then we can see that the family could be in chaos.
因此，一个幸福的家庭最重要的不是外在的装饰。
So a joyful family is actually not referring to its outward adornment.
外在的别装饰是给人看的。
The outward adornment is for people to see.
为感动人带给家庭的幸福是里面的装饰。
But what moves people and brings joy to the house is a quiet spirit.
长久温柔安静的心。
It's an incorruptible, gentle and quiet spirit.
那在第五节特别说。说古代圣洁的妇人以此为装饰，顺服自己的丈夫。
In verse 5, it specifically says that the holy women trusted in God and they were submissive to their own husbands.
所以心中安静有一个表现就是她对自己的先生会顺服。
So one manifestation of a quiet spirit is that wives are submissive to their husbands.
因为这心中安静也代表她的谦卑跟温柔。
Because a quiet spirit also brings about their gentleness and their humility.
那怎么样让我们的心中会安静？
So how can we have a quiet spirit?
如果我们看这个苏念妇人这个例子，就是她对神很有信心。
So if we look at the example of the Shunammite woman, hers is because she had great faith in God.
她知道小孩子死了，如果神愿意，神能够让她活。
She knew that her child had died, but if God was willing, her child could live again.
所以她把整个这个问题就是再带来找神。
So she brought the problem before God.
那有这样的信心呢，就能够安静下来。
So with this faith, she was able to have a quiet heart.
所以以赛亚书说，得救在乎归回。
So in the book of Isaiah, it says that rest.
我们要从我们的问题要得到拯救，有时候要归回向神。
That to receive salvation, we must return to God.
那得力在乎平静安稳。
And that strength is found in quietness.
我们要面对我们的问题啊，要先安静下来。
And when we face our problems, we must first quiet our hearts.
那安静下来就是对神有信心，我们就能够安静下来。
And by quieting our hearts, that is showing that we have faith in God.
那另外一个就是被圣灵充满。
Another is to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们看列王哥林多前书第四章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书的十四章。
1 Corinthians chapter 14.
三十三节。
1 Corinthians 14 verse 33.
因为神不是叫人混乱的，乃是叫人安静。
For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace.
所以有时候我们看一个人如果说他受的灵而不是神的灵很容易判断他安静不下来。
So it's very easy for us to judge if the person has a spirit of God or not, because they are whether they are able to be at peace.
所以这个被其他的灵干扰的，我们都跟他讲，你要安静下来，你暂时不要祷告。
So if they were to be bothered or possessed by other spirits, we would tell them to not pray.
但是如果一个人被圣灵充满，
But if someone were to be filled with the Holy Spirit,
这个圣灵啊，就是一种叫人安静的灵。
The Spirit is something that would have people be at peace.
所以被圣灵充满的人是很安静的。
So for people to be filled by the Spirit, they're very quiet.
所以主耶稣他不争竞，也不喧嚷。
So God is not of confusion.
主耶稣。
Oh, Jesus.
他不争竞，不能跟人闹，也不喧嚷。
So Jesus did not cause disputes or argue with other people.
那接道的人也没有听见他的声音。
So those who hear the word would hear his voice.
他是一个很安静的人。
He was a very quiet person.
其实他遇到的困难很多。
Indeed, he faced many troubles.
那为什么他能够安静？
But why was he able to be quiet?
每天一大早就祷告。
Because every day he would wake early to pray.
神的灵充满他，他就安静下来。
And he was filled with the Spirit of God, so he was able to quiet his heart.
所以神不是叫人混乱。
So God does not call people to confusion.
一个教会如果被圣灵充满，这个教会是很安静的。
So if a church were to be filled with the Spirit of God, this would be a peaceful church.
不会混乱。
And it's not chaotic.
这是一个很重要的原则。
And this is a very important principle.
我们再看箴言的第一章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 1.
箴言的第一章。
Proverbs chapter 1.
三十三节。
Verse 33.
唯有听从我的，心必安然居住，得享安静，不怕灾祸。
But whoever listens to me will dwell safely and will be secure without fear of evil.
这个听从我是什么？
What does this verse refer to?
我就是前面几节在讲的。
And it's discussed in the verses before.
就是讲智慧的言语。
And this is talking about wisdom.
所以在三十二节说，愚昧人被盗，被必杀己身。
In verse 32, it says, the turning away of the simple will slay them.
但是唯有听从智慧的训诲，他 他必然安然居住，得享安静。
But those who listen to wisdom will dwell safely. They will be secure without fear of evil.
所以安静从哪里来？从智慧来的。
So where does this quietness come from? It comes from wisdom.
我们对事情看得很清楚。
That we are able to see things clearly.
知道每一件事情都有神在引导，神在带领。
And we know that everything is under the direction and guidance of God.
那我们看得很清楚，就安静下来。
So when we can see this clearly, we are able to quiet our hearts.
所以书念的妇人。她有很多的优点。
So the Shunammite woman had many good traits.
她懂得尊重人。
She knew how to respect people.
她欣赏人的优点。
She admired other people's good traits.
她的欲望很少。
She did not have many desires.
她的心中安静。
And she had a quiet heart.
这是值得我们来效法的。
And this is worthy of us to emulate.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
225首。
225.